Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help candy, baby.
You know him.
To seek
out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Interface complete.
Shout out to the Jackal, man, for sending me that Fuck Wayne, you know what I'm saying, little video right there. Y'all can check it out on livestream.com/WDGE Radio TV. And we'll be putting that in the rotation because I'm not a Lil Stain fan, you know what I'm saying? And but, hey, everybody do what they do. Welcome to the show. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. It's your boy DJ Smells So Good, a.k.a.
Hey, just a sec. I'll check. Amanda Huggin-Kiss. Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggin-Kiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggin-Kiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
You know, that's something. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
I got some new music coming up by the Jackal, too, man, live on the show, you know what I'm saying? it's one of my blog talk people, you know what I'm saying, that I ran into, sent me some new music, you know what I'm saying? And so we got all kind of little tracks we're going to be uploading here shortly. You know what I'm saying? We're going down real big, so let's see what we got here. This Cannabis, DMX, Tupac. The remix. See what it's all about. Y'all know, people.
Yo, this is Foley. Frontin' like they master ceremony. None of you suckers are even remotely close to me. To be nice, I sacrifice things like no sleep. I keep a library of lyrics so micro beats, creating concepts so deep. Niggas quote me, they rewind and interpret my rhymes to they homies. I've advanced beyond your flows eons ago. It's inevitable with 98, I'ma blow. Ever since 84, I've been in it to win it. But see, back then, we used to battle by spinning on the cement. You can't even absorb the rhymes I record or resolve the deep laws of the physics involved. I travel to the end of the universe and beyond. Parsec, out of range from a cellular star tech, from the galaxy of Andromeda. I puzzle niggas like crop circles, another unexplained phenomenon. Hey, yo, nah, now the Trinity.
Ooh, I mean, that's Cannabis. I always liked Cannabis, though. I always fuck with Cannabis back in the days. So, hold on, let me beam somebody up in here real quick. You know, hold on just a second. Listening to the Jackal in the background. And, fuck with my damn... Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? What up? Is okay. There we go. All right, here we go, people. Beaming up, Mr. Florida UFO.
Beam me aboard. Energize.
Energize.
Well, Landon.
What's up?
Man, chilling, man. Listening to a little new music in the background.
Courtesy of the Jackal. Yes.
You know, it's going down real big right here. I'm going to upload it in just a second.
All right. Well, we got We got a lot of people wanting in the chat open.
Oh, yeah. I just opened. I'm fucking with the goddamn Internet Explorer, and this shit sucks.
All right.
I don't know what the hell. I don't know what the hell happened. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. It's open now, I think.
All right. Yeah, I see it. Just had to refresh it.
Beam somebody else up in here real quick.
They're probably calling for the same reason.
Like, what the fuck is going on with the chat? Man, that's a good. See, I'd be wondering why shows do that. You go to some shows and they don't have the chat open at all.
Yeah.
I'm like, why the fuck you ain't got your chat open? Open your goddamn chat. Oh, well, I don't really use the chat. Well, what the fuck about you? You know, everybody else who goddamn want to sit up there and use it.
You ain't going to get the listeners.
Yeah, you get the assholes that always want to try to control the chat. Hey, don't be cursing in my chat room. Who the fuck cares?
Fuck you.
You know, like I don't tolerate that type of language in my chat. Get the fuck out of here, man. You crazy.
Got my boy Dave in Venice in here. What's up, Dave? Dragged him on in here with
Venice,
me.
Venice up in here, Florida. Venice, Florida. We got Florida Deep up here.
Yes.
Yeah, beam somebody else up in here. We got a block caller. Welcome to Time to Learn the Language Tuesday. There we go.
Are you waking up now?
You was cursing me? Was you cursing me?
No. Just about, though.
Right, what a piece
come
of damn.
Come on, Smelly, come on.
What a piece of damn. That's outside nine. Thought side nine might have, since he got his voice up and running, his voice activated. It's going
well,
down.
I'm just glad you're on there. The air.
Who's airspace? Who's airspace with y'all?
That's me.
That's you.
Oh, what you switched up though?
UFO,
that's my news name. I do a news show here at 4 p.m. That's my news name.
Oh, airspace. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm listening to what is that? Track 3, Cannabis, DMX, Tupac, and the Jackal.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, you got a bunch of tracks. I'm gonna upload them in a second. So we have some new music. New music coming in just a second.
Ben C.
No, he didn't send it to me.
Mm.
I only got all.
I
guess
that's for Jackal show.
Oh, what? Let me see. What else did I get? Email. No, he gave me an invitation on Facebook. Check out Thin C. May 9th. Mm-hmm. What is this? Is that passed? Yeah, that one passed.
Yeah.
Yeah, today's the 11th.
It was a good show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Yeah, I got to check that out.
Yeah,
check out the archives, the beautiful archives on Blog Talk Radio, Thin C of Mo Thugs. He recorded live. Couldn't make it last Sunday, but this Sunday he will be on for sure. Sunday night at 10 p.m. Okay. Well, that was past, people, so, you know, I'm going to go on looking for Thin C. Go on, enjoy the show, but just going to go look for Thin C. Shout out to Alexander in the building.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, Singapore. Apakabar. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes,
you are. Hey,
Singapore in the house.
Hey, airspace. We got to switch up names now. You speak German, right?
Hell no. I speak Spanish and English.
Oh, just Spanish and English. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
A little German.
Oh, you do?
Sinizer, man.
Sinai does.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we're waiting on Sinai to call
in. Yeah, Sinai needs to call in.
Yeah. It's no excuse now. No
with
excuse.
His good radio voice.
He called
into my news show yesterday.
Yeah, he's been.
He
was been,
hit parade all day yesterday.
Yeah,
yeah,
making
he was calling
his,
everybody.
Making his rounds, you know what I'm saying? Making his rounds. That's what's up. Appreciate it. You know, made me the first caller of the day. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. I hate fucking Internet Explorer. Anybody use Internet Explorer?
Nope. Try Google Chrome.
Yeah, I do, but then, I don't know, it'd be funky with me with Blog Talk.
Yeah.
It'll get to a point where it works smoothly, and then it'll start freezing up on me and then I have to go, like, to Mozilla. And then Mozilla worked for, you know what I'm saying, fucking 30 minutes and shit, and it'll fucking start refreshing crazy. So
yeah.
I don't know what the hell going on.
But
then everybody been talking good about Windows 7, so I don't know. It might just need to go up to upgrade.
I'm still an XP.
Yeah, that's what I got right now, XP. You know, everybody bragging on Windows 7. But then, you know, I'm scared to go up to the Windows 7 and then the shit crashes out after a year and everybody like, fuck, I wish I wouldn't have upgraded. And then,
yeah, just like Vista.
Yeah. Everybody talks shit about Vista.
What's the show dedicated to today?
Time to Learn Language Tuesday. You know,
are we learning a language or?
Yeah, well.
Are we talking about water? German. The drinking water.
Nah, well, you know, I'm still pissed off about the water situation.
Yeah, and nobody's talking.
Yeah, I'm pissed off about that. Because I had called Transocean and the people hiding. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
This is global. So I need to do a little investigation part four on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
who all was looking up the information? Because there were some last links on that. That we didn't get a chance to click on and make no calls on.
What's the language today? English? How to speak properly? No.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Well, how about slang words, you know?
Oh, we can go to slang now.
You know?
I can teach you about the slang
a,
words.
That's
the
language. What decade?
Everything is the language.
Talking about peace, man, love, you know, all that.
Oh, we can go back to the 60s. That's a different language, too. You know what I'm saying? We can go back to the 60s. Hey, man.
What language are we talking about?
Everything is groovy, man.
It's
groovy.
All cool.
You know,
it's all
it's good. All cool. Cat dad. You know, it's all good, cat dad.
All right, guys. I'm gonna hop off of here and continue listening.
And you're beaming out. See, hear the double echo going on. That's what time it is. All right, well, let's beam them on. We got another news today, too, people. You know, we didn't get into it, but we got hot and heated yesterday, so we'll be getting into the nutty news. And beam them off real quick, y'all. Excuse me. Thank you for calling in there, brother. Thank you for calling in. Man, Heavenly Angel, how are you doing today? Just Heavenly.
Yeah, I felt like I woke up in hell, but I climbed out of that.
What happened?
Oh, nothing. I just got myself out of a chat role situation.
Oh,
you know, chat rooms, they can get crazy.
Screwing up? Yeah.
Yeah. And they changed the system, too, so didn't feel private anymore.
They pulled a blog talk.
They're trying to fatten their pockets is what they're trying to do, you know.
They pulled a blog talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, goddamn blog talk. Here's the promo since everybody kept asking me for promos and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? It's your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Snuffle. We giving special shout out to my boy Jim Ham, Young Dread. Giving special shout out to the solo boys, ILG New Spashes, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Your boy DJ Party Time and DJ Snell So Good will be doing bigger and better things. Wrecking the Game Entertainment will be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you, I feel you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone, it is what it is, holding it down. Jook City DJs, one time for my cousin Lil Keith. Bigger and better things to come your way. Wrecking the Game Entertainment, holla at your boy, we out of here.
DJ Party Time right there on the extended goddamn promo. You know, that's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? We give it to you long-winded, goddammit. We give it to you long-winded. It's a whole promo. If anybody want to send any promos to me, send them to WDGERadio@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a shit what you say. You know what I'm saying? Advertise your show. As long as you mention Wrecking the Game Radio and the Starship Smelly Prize in the promo, and, you know, I run it on the reel. Run it on the reel. But that one right there, that was just like some hood stuff right there, you know what I'm saying, representing the hood. So that's how we do. I'm going to bring in my homie Ashwood real quick. Y'all on Just El Segundo. You know what I'm saying? Bring on Frau. No, is it Frau? Yeah. Frau Frowlin. Frowlin is a woman, I believe. Frau is a man. I don't know. I guess we're going to look that up, too. But I forgot what the hell man and woman is in German, but fuck it. Y'all hold on. Beam up, goddammit. Right, here we go, there we go. Was ist los? Was ist los? Mein homeboy.
Queen of Dog to you. What's happening?
Oh, okay. There we go. Queen of Dog. And shoot again, see if it
is.
Oh, all right. We talking like four different languages. Ching, ching, ping, ching, pong. Ching, pong.
Goddammit.
Yeah, man. We speak a lot of different languages on this show. You know what I'm saying? I speak beatbox too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bonjour.
Oh, okay. Yeah. El palm tree to you.
Makhmach.
Yeah, I only got Klingon. I don't speak Klingon and shit. What's happening today, Mr. Ashwood? What's happening with you?
Over here, just looking at this No Sleep Films 2 DVD. Just taking it back. Just looking at it.
Yeah. You damn sure need some editing software. You don't ain't nothing about the camera. You need some editing software to brighten up the video. It's a lot of footage there, and the audio is straight. You know what I'm saying? But you need to brighten. You got to brighten up the video.
The
video itself. You know, for the production's down. You know what I'm saying? This is just something that's in the making. You know what I'm saying? Got Washington on the phone right now. You know what I'm saying? Miss Heavenly Angel going down real big. Miss Heavenly Angel, this is Mr. Ashwood from No Sleep Entertainment. He's CEO of No Sleep Films, also independent label doing his thing real big. This is one of his songs playing in the background.
Nice to meet you.
And, you know what a boy toy is there, Miss Heavenly Angel?
Yeah.
You ever had a boy toy? Huh? You ever had any boy toys?
Can't say anything.
Oh, damn. She done gave us the too. That must have been fat. Must have been right. Saturday learn language. Get queued up. We learn language from www.byki.com, which is a language learning website where you can download free language learning software. The software covers every language from A to Z, that's Afrikaan to Zulu, and everything in between. Smoking, taking the dog out real quick. Goddamn, side night doing everything. All right. I'm going to just pull this up. So if you ever want to learn a language, don't be going off and buying a goddamn Rosetta Stone shit. Go to www.byki.com and download your free language learning program today. You know what I'm saying? And learn and speak a new language tomorrow. Now they ain't paying me for that little promo, goddamn it, so I gotta contact them. You know what I'm saying? Got to get some money out. So what we're gonna do today is we're gonna get into a little language now, because we've been abandoning the language on Tuesday. Y'all been falling off. You know what I'm saying? Ain't been in Sprechensi and the Deutsche up in hearing. So that's what time it is today. So now, for the first time, we're going to get to actually pick it, Miss Heavenly Angel, because she's enjoying the show today. So we're going to get to see how Washington speaks German. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so we're going to cover the last one, because actually we about done with German, man. I'm about done with it. And then we're going to move on to something else. Something I don't know. What the hell else? What else we need to cover?
I like this song.
Oh, yeah. I wrote this back in 1979. there around one of them 19. That's when I wrote it. Back in one of them 19. Till the end of the
world.
No, Ashwood, you know what I'm saying? Writing and all that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, what's up with your phone? Every time you call in, it sounds like you're in a wind tunnel or something.
Are we about to take off?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
About to leave.
And the smell
off!
Turn the engine off, man. We landed.
Is that me? Who was that? I still hear something. All right. Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of yeah. What kind of phone you? What kind of phone? Hey, hold your phone up in the air, Ashwood.
What'd you say?
Hold your phone up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold up real quick. Is up?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Hold up. Hold up. Goddamn phone.
Oh, no. No, you didn't.
Oh, oh, man. You got to. That's like a wait for it. Wait for it.
Watch out now. Dude. He's got a hand on him, you know.
I had to do that to my other homeboy, man. He came on the line with one of them goddamn Fisher-Price phones and shit. You know what I'm saying? Said, man, hey, man, what the hell is going on with your phone? Said, what you mean? Do me a favor, man. Hold it up. Real high. High. Is it up? Is it up? All right. Thank you. Thank you. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Your mother... That shit out of here. Goddamn it. Of all your... All you earphones out there, you know what I'm saying? All your earphones, there you go. One more shot for the gander, you know what I'm saying? What's goose for the good for the goose is good for the gander. What the fuck does that mean? What the hell is a gander, anyways?
Never thought about it.
Yeah, we always say stupid shit out of mouth, but never know what the hell we talking about. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. What the fuck does that mean?
That's way back in the day. I'm sure the kids today are wondering what the hell that is.
Yeah, what the fuck? All right, today's un-German word is gander, because it is a gander. Yeah, right. All right. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out some things, people. You know. All right, check this out. We're gonna go ahead and cue up some jazz. I'm gonna give y'all 15 minutes of German. All right, and then we're gonna wrap this thing up because Mr. Sato want to call in and teach us the language. You know what I'm saying?
Walking the dog. Teaches, having a smoke.
Oh.
You know, he can smoke out there too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah?
You know. Yeah.
Right. Why are you walking the dog?
Why not? In the car, wherever. It's legal.
What, in the Netherlands, it's legal? What?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah.
In the Netherlands, it's legal to smoke.
Yeah. We're going to have Cy come in and tell you all about it.
Hell no.
When he comes back from walking the dog.
We need to speak that language. You know what I'm saying? The language
of
legality.
Or cannot do.
Oh. Wow. All right, check this out. Yeah, hey, we got applauses from the song. Everybody like the song, you know what I'm saying? So congratulations to the song. And big ups to the guests, because I guess I allow you to stay up in here for a second, you know what I'm saying? Kids back in school, normally during spring break and summertime, I kick out all the guests and shit, you know what I'm saying? Won't play that up in here. Either sign up, goddammit, or get your ass on. Get your ass on. Where my boot at? Where my virtual boot at? Oh, I put that virtual boot on. Get the what? Get the ass kicking. Got to get up out of here. But guests, please be welcome to go to www.blogtalkradio main page and sign up as either a listener or take your chance as a host and get into the lion's den. Oh, oh. That free Blog Talk Radio promo right now, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, sign up on the Jackals, too, man. Sign up on the Jackals. Jackal's Head, jackalshead.com. Ain't I still there? I'm playing music off of it, I thought. Come on, people. Where am I at?
Is he at Spurs now?
Who that? What happened?
Isn't he at Spurs now, I think?
At Spurs? What is
he's
that?
He's moving places. So I know he's in BTR.
Oh. Okay, Alexander said it is legal, so you can buy it off the street just like chewing gum. God damn! I'm moving to Singapore. I mean,
not
never.
Singapore, they'll kill you.
Oh. For smoking weed? God damn, what the fuck is going on?
Ask Alex.
Yeah, we still been trying to call the damn dude up, but... Damn, the dude say he can't even have chewing gum. Hell nah. Who the fuck moving to Singapore? Is that even on the visitors, you know, list? Is that like on the tourist list?
It's a beautiful place, yeah. Most definitely.
It is?
Yeah. I'd love to go there one day.
Just as a visitor.
If you don't want to be smoking, that's no joke.
Damn.
Ain't coming back.
Yeah. Netherlands or Holland? I'll probably end up Holland. I want to go to Holland and drink some real Heineken. You know what I'm saying? Straight out the barrel. Just go to the processing plant. Just, where's the tourist barrel? Yeah, I know y'all got a tourist barrel where you just let us stick our head under the whole barrel and just, oh, Heineken. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Ain't nobody Heineken fan.
Ashwood drop off?
No, Ashwood is just a silent predator. He lurks in the background and waits for ours to jump up on the mic and pounces upon them and raises his fury of lyrics.
That's a good way to put it.
That's not good. Singapore sucks. Oh man, my bad. Excuse me, people. We got a special request for the porn music. Gotta get some good porn music going on up in here, and we're gonna get into some Sprechersee in Deutsch tonight. Y'all gonna participate, or y'all gonna be like my little homeboy? Where you at? Where you at, wheelchair man?
Timmy.
There you go. Hey there, brother. Y'all going to be like Timmy in the wheelchair with the big head, you know what I'm saying, licking windows, rolling around the starship. Get tired of him, you know what I'm saying? Can't even see out the windows sometimes. He's going to lick them all up. It's all good, though. Got to love your handicap, you know what I'm saying? You got to love your handicap. All right, people, let's get the porn music started. How about that? Here we go. Today's porn music is provided to you part by Debbie Does Dallas Porn. Yeah, not saying that I've watched it myself. Yes, calling me on the bat line. How can I help you? Somebody translate this for me.
Ahora sí, ya lo dice.
Yeah, so
exactly
it's time to learn language Tuesday, goddammit. Somebody tell them what the hell they just said.
Basically, what they said was you got two ears and one mouth, so that means you should listen twice as much as you speak.
What the kind of Buddha, motherfucking Buddha shit is that?
You got two ears. One mouth, two ears and one mouth, so you should listen twice as many times you speak. They said.
Motherfucker, if I only got one ear, then what, I'm only hearing one time as much? All right, check this out. All my black Germans and others out there, you know what I'm saying? Cause that's what Goofy Bones calls Mr. Ashwood right here, black German, which they do have black Germans, you know what I'm saying? Women, yeah, what the women, woo-wee, those are fine women, boy. Black German women, those are fine women. We got over there and got into the old jungle mix with the Germans and woo, Beautiful thing popped out. Hitler's rolling in his grave right now. No goddamn blonde hair, blue eyes over there now. Mix that up. Shit. Germany is so fucking mixed up, man. Shit. You get every kind of culture over there. That's what I'm talking about. You run into everything. And the first thing you want to ask a chick, you know what I'm saying, when you run into her on the streets of Germany, is sind sie frei. And I might be saying this shit wrong because, of course, you know, El Blacksy can. You know what I'm saying? I'm El Blacksy can. So, you know. Sind sie frei. Sind sie frei. Are you free? You know what I'm saying? And hopefully she don't, you know, and escape hostage from some hostel, because you know what I'm saying, they be getting down like that in Amsterdam. Uh-oh, I think I got the plumber. Y'all got to hold on. I got the plumber at the door. Hold on.
Economic depression.
Okay, people, I have to take a commercial break. Got the plumber coming to check out something real quick. Neighbor is getting flooded for some reason downstairs, and yeah, we got to find out what is going on. Yeah, got to find out what's going on. Give me just a second. Let's pass out a couple of coupons real quick for all the ladies. You know what I'm saying? All the ladies got a couple of coupons for you. You can redeem these only when Mr. Cream Dot comes on the phone. You know what I'm saying? So this is my homeboy out of goddamn, this shit here going slow as fuck. God damn it! Get your punk ass up, man. All right, I guess we I was for them playing. All right, here we go. This is Mr. Cream Dot, you know what I'm saying, with the Coochie Coupons. That Coochie Coupon for all the ladies. Heavenly Angel and, yeah, we only got one lady on the show right now. Jamie Garcia, shouts out to the government name.
He's from Texas.
Shouts out to the government name.
He builds homes and sells them.
He does who?
He builds homes and sells them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Building homes. Well, shout out to Jamie Garcia, home builder of America. Come right back after this, man. Time to Learn Language Tuesday, right alive. Starship Snelly Prize.
One for thirst.
Snelly Prize.
Making meals. Start the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Start the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Start the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Start the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. All the girls saying he's so cool, that man,
yeah.
He's that dude,
yeah.
So smooth, got a moving like Moulin Rouge. Keep a bending like boots on juice. Coochie coupons, boo, coochie coupons, baby, coochie coupons. If you want them, I got them, coochie coupons. Coochie coupons, baby, coochie coupons. Yeah, you want them, I got them, coochie coupons. I let them fly in the wind when the roof's gone. Your boyfriend, old news, it's a new dawn. And in my pocket's a stack of the coochie coupons. You know you love when you see them and want to do wrong. You want to slide with your boy and chill to the morn. Go somewhere and get real sweaty and get it on. I don't know, is it my swag or the coochie coupons? Even though my swag is like too strong, I never question the strength of the coochie coupons. And when the dimes walk by, I just flash them. And plus they can see I'm in a drop magnum. And when
I jump out, I'm in the latest fashion. Big chain, pinky ring, your boy looking dash on. You better believe the kid be on his job, but still, I don't know where's my swag or the coochie coupon. All the girls saying he's so cool, that man, he's that dude.
Yeah.
So smooth, got a mover like Moulin Rouge. Keep a bending like boots on stoop. Coochie coupons, boo. Coochie coupons, baby. Coochie coupons. If you want them, I got them. Coochie coupons. Coochie coupons, baby. Coochie coupons. If you want them, I got them. Coochie coupons.
The girls act stuck up when they know that they're pretty. I don't know. But when they see the coochie coupons, they get red like spaghetti. They see the dough.
I know that's the power of them coupons, man. When I make it rain, baby, you gon' dance. When I say your name, shorty, you gon' glance. You wanna impress me? This your chance. My dot man, all the the stat man, the coochie coupons make them loosen up they strat man. So what's happening? We the new rock stars. So let your friends know that I got them coochie coupons. All the girls saying he's so cool, that man, he's that dude.
Yeah.
He's so smooth, got a mover like Moulin Rouge. Keep a bending like futon stew. Coochie coupons, boo. Coochie coupons, baby. Coochie coupons. If you want them, I got them. Coochie coupons. Coochie coupons, baby. Coochie coupons. If you want them, I got them. That's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up.
All right, y'all bear with me. Y'all bear with me. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate Mr. Psy joining us right here live on the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get into one quick song, you know what I'm saying? One more quick song by my homeboy Ashwood. Right here live, you know what I'm saying? Going down real big. And I'm going to bring everybody back, you know what I'm saying? And we get back into the show. Cause we have a native, well, I ain't going to say native speaker, but somebody who can speak the goddamn language. And we're going to bring him live on the show, you know what I'm saying? Going down real big. So y'all check out one more from my dog, Mr. Ashwood, right here live on the show. Mr. No Sleep Entertainment himself. Going now. It's called Type of Love.
You constantly be on my mind. Type of love is hard to find. And baby girl, you so divine. And I'm so happy that you're mine, baby. You're my lady. Sunshine, give you all my time like a roller. All my friends try to hate, but they all phony. Said I don't need you around, kissing all alone. Your girl will bail you out quicker than your own homie. I ain't worried about nothing, cause my boo know me. I'm the one come through when she feeling lonely. It's a different high when my other half homie. Thinking you could love a better kid, that's baloney. Come on. Look, baby, you hungry? I know how to cook. I keep the house clean, girl. Stay in your book. I even pay the bills till you finish school. Mr. Independent, for me, that's cool. Try to holler at her, she don't play. Make every day feel like Valentine's Day. Yup, wanna be with you till I'm old and gray. My medicine, cure me, take me away. You constantly be on my mind. Type of love is hard to find. And baby girl, you so divine. And I'm so happy that you're mine, baby. You're my lady.
You my oxygen, girl. Can't breathe without you. Real talk, I don't know what I would be without you. I was immature young when I used to doubt you. Now I put you first, mind, cause it's all about you. Take my hand, let me show you why you still here. They only make women like you every 7 years. I could chill with her anytime, I swear. Few weeks go by, I'm like, who cares? She held me down when I was down and out. So when I get this money, boo, I'ma turn you out. I ain't meet at the mall, meet at the club. She came to me, coincidentally, still send an email. Even though we live together, I hope we have kids together. Never felt like this, I don't know how to tell her. In the worst storm, baby, I'm your umbrella.
On my mind, type of love is hard to find. And baby girl, you so divine. And I'm so happy that you're mine, baby. You're my lady.
All right, let's beam him back off.
That's called flatter right there. Now, come on.
Oh,
about to take over the
kid. I didn't think y'all heard me. My bad. I thought y'all was still mute. Oh, man.
Don't get the gun out again either. Come on now.
Welcome back to
hardcore
the show
today.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Okay, I won't get out the guns then. Yeah.
How many times?
Time to Mr. Sai, was ist los?
Ja, mir geht's gut. Und dich?
Ich wohnt wunderbar.
Es geht dir wunderbar, das ist gut zu hören.
You lost me on the last one.
I said that's good to hear that you're doing all right.
Oh, okay, yeah. I got most of it, you know what I'm saying? I can go back and forth on Litlin, you know what I'm saying? In the Deutschen. But then when it comes to just, you know, kind of writing it, that's when it kind of gets a little screw away on me.
Well,
I live
very close to the German border, so I have to tell a lot of Germans, den Weg zum coffee shop.
Okay, say it again.
Den Weg zum coffee shop.
Okay. How do you get to the coffee shop?
Yeah,
okay,
that's not a normal coffee shop, you know that, right?
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
You can get coffee over there.
Okay, so they sell coffee in the coffee shops, but it's not just a coffee shop.
No, if you see a signed coffee shop in the Netherlands, you can go in and buy weed.
Now, is that the same place where... It's a boat. The place is like a boat.
There are several boats down the side of the Netherlands. We have one that's called the Mississippi. It's in Maastricht, and we go there once in a while to hang out. They have a lot of benches there where you can lay down and hang out. A lot of water pipes, vaporizers, everything that you need for a good time.
Wow.
So if you're ever in the area, let me know, and I'll show you the site.
Man, shit, I'm moving. You talking about the goddamn weather.
Moving.
You know, like I told him yesterday on the show, at least you can drink your water. You know what I'm saying? Hell, you can still go to the, well, do y'all got beaches in the Netherlands? Y'all got beaches, right?
Yeah, we got water like crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, when is it normally warm up to go to the beach and stuff?
Next month, beginning of June.
Beginning of June, damn, y'all should start later than hell.
Yeah, it's cold here, like I said.
Oh, it's just naturally cold. Germany gets pretty warm go through what, about 4 or 5 months? Get about 4 or 5 months of good heat.
Well, in the summertime, we get invaded by Germans. We have a lot of water here, rivers, lakes, seas, and the Germans don't have a lot of water, so they cross the border and visit our country.
Shit, me. They got a lot of butt naked lakes and all that. I don't know how I know that. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, but Germany
I know
is
they
big.
Got
Germany's big.
Yeah, big and butt naked. Motherfuckers like to be naked all the goddamn time. What the hell is that about?
Hey, we were born naked. What's wrong with it?
Yeah, you know, but the laws of gravity for some people you know, stop working when you get to a certain age, and it's time to take that Speedo off and you know, put some shorts on. You know what I'm saying?
What are
all
you
I'm
trying
saying.
To say, Smelly?
No,
I ain't directing that to you.
I ain't directing that towards you, man. I ain't directing that towards you. This is
hey,
a privilege to all the 65-year-old men and up who still think they looking sexy in their jockey draws. You know what I'm saying? No. That is not sexy. Please exit the beach ASAP.
So, Smelly, that means that you look.
Hey, man, they ain't open. Well, I mean, well, shit, what I'm going to do, look at the sky and wait for the bird droppers to hit me? Yeah, I can't do it. I'm just saying, I've been there, though. 727, you was live on the Starship Smelly Prize. Welcome to outer space. Are you living right? Hello? Do you feel healthy? Hello? Hello, caller.
Is anybody there?
Hey, somebody write this number down. Somebody write this number down real quick. 727. Oh. Guess they didn't want to be on the show. Oh, no. They're acknowledging me. Hang up. I had some homeboy do that. Man, I hung up, dog, because I thought you was talking to me. Motherfucker, I was. Yo, man, what are you hanging up for? Oh, I ain't know this is a real radio station. What do you think I'm doing? Just sitting on the shitter, talking to myself through my cell phone? Hell no. Nah. Somebody keep calling me on my damn cell phone. Note what the fuck you want. Uh-oh, got a message from Crimp. Crime City Records Magazine jump off at upper level Friday, 11 p.m. Sign up is $5 at the door. 2 songs and photos for magazine will be taken. Finna. Oh, my bad. That's ghetto for Fintu, which is also ghetto for... God damn it, that's just ghetto. Ain't no word for that. Finna move to Mars, the world of mess. All righty then. That's his clothing slogan, Finna. What is Finna? Finna? Finna is the slang word for about to. I'm about to move to Mars. The world is a mess. Yes, if anybody know what the hell that crib message was, you know what I'm saying? Got to translate it all the time. All right, check this out, people. Cause we're not going to get into the weed, you know what I'm saying? We talk about weed all fucking day. And once we start talking about it derails the show, you know what I'm saying? Then we go into pot land. And we're not going to go into pot land. Okay. So, yeah, that's the best place to be. The pot land, shit. We'll fuck up, man, right now.
Tomorrow's
right
Weed Day.
Yeah, don't forget Weed Day Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? It's going now, man. And Meech Dog. If you don't like it, I'll come to your house and jack off in your bushes.
So Wednesday's Weed Day?
Yeah, Wednesday is Weeds Day. Wednesday.
I should join on a Weeds Day.
Yeah, this is. We all gonna go at the stroke of 12:30. We're gonna put it in the air. Even though I ain't got no weed right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm waiting till tomorrow, though. I'm waiting till tomorrow. It's all good. And today's health snacks are provided by Nutri-Grain. Cereal bars, more of the whole grain, your body needs. I'm eating strawberry and also Nature Valley crunchy granola bars, oats and honey, all natural. The natural energy bar of the PGA Tour. Yeah. All right, I'm not getting paid for that shit, but fuck, I'm contact NutriGrain. Yeah, contact NutriGrain. See if I can. Hey, man, I need some free bars for giving you guys some promo on my radio station. Let me see if it's a phone number on here. I can call them up. Yeah, there we go, consumers. All right, we got to call up Kellogg's real quick, people. Y'all hold on. Gave him a fucking promo. I need some fucking free samples. Hold on, people.
Hello, and thank you for calling us at Kellogg Consumer Affairs. You can always visit our website at www.kellogg.com for answers to many of your questions. While we are anxious to be of assistance, please choose from the following options so that we can better serve you.
How the fuck you anxious?
I'm sorry, your response was not recognized.
Oh, my bad. Oops.
I'm sorry, your response was still not recognized. Please try again. If you were...
Get the gun and try it.
Please hold for the next available agent. Your call is important to us and may be recorded or monitored for training, quality, or other purposes. You may be asked for personal information during this call. Please be assured it will only be used to recontact you if needed following this call.
Sure.
We never share or sell our consumers' personal information.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Timmy!
Thank you for calling Kellogg Consumer Affairs. This is Stacia. How may I help you?
This is who?
Stacia.
Stacia. Wow, that's a unique name. All right. Hey, how you doing today, Stacia?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm chilling like a villain. Got a question for you. I'm a radio show host, right?
I can tell.
Oh, well, that's what I'm talking about.
I can tell by that voice.
That's what I'm talking about. Check this out. I'm sitting here eating one of your Nutri-Grain cereal bars, right?
Okay.
And it's giving me a little energy for my radio show.
Okay.
So I'm wondering how I get my free samples, man. How I get my free samples for giving you guys some promo.
We actually don't send actual samples out in the mail, but I'll be happy to get some coupons out to you.
Some coupons? For what store? If it's Walmart, I can't deal with them. You know they're in the lawsuit right now. I can't be dealing with a lawsuit.
Yeah. No, they're actually, our coupons are good at any retail store.
Oh, okay. What I get, like four or five boxes for free?
I wish I could do that for you, but I mean, I can certainly get some cents off coupons to you.
Some cents off? Do you know how much these cost?
I'm sure they're varying at different
stores.
It was like
$1.50 a box. I'm just playing with you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I buy them. You know, they cheap energy, you know.
I'll be more than happy, though, I mean, to get a coupon out to you, like a free product coupon out to you so we can get you a box.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey, do you eat do you eat Nutri-Grain yourself?
I do.
You do? They're part of your daily diet. Do you work out?
I usually eat one in the morning for breakfast because I'm usually running because I am trying to get kids out the door and what have you, so it's an easy breakfast.
Wow, she got personal. That's what I'm talking about. Do you do like the commercial? And throw them in the kids' lunchbox so they can go to school and trade them off for something that they really like?
Not just yet. My youngest one, he's 2, so he's not quite into the cereal bars just yet. He's more into, like, Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, the real unhealthy stuff.
He's not into the Nutri-Grain bars yet, but we'll work on that.
It's all good. Unhealthy to healthy, that's the end goal. You got to break them. That's what's up. Well, hey, you wanna give a little promo for your company, you know?
Oh, I probably am not the best person to do that, but I can certainly get someone if you are looking for that.
Well, check this out. How do I do this for you? Check this out. You like this one? We're talking to Stacy. This is the host of Captain Smell So Good on the Starship Smelling Prize, eating the delicious Kellogg's Nutri-Grain cereal bars. More of the whole grain your body needs, and I prefer strawberry.
You prefer strawberry, okay.
Yeah, just to let you know, that's a little hint. You know what I'm saying?
Well, actually, the the coupon that I can get out to you, it's going to be good for any Kellogg product. So you can purchase whatever you'd like with that, actually.
Okay. Are you guys worldwide? You guys located in the Netherlands or Singapore? I got some guests on the show that would like to get some coupons.
We are not. We do have specific products in other countries, but they're not the same as you would find here in the United States.
Oh.
They have different brands.
You don't have any herbal bars, do you?
I doubt it.
Ah.
And I don't even have access to what we offer in other countries, actually. I just handle the good old USA calls right here.
Oh, no Jamaica. No Jamaican herbal bars. I'll take some of those Jamaican Nutri-Crave bars. You know what I'm saying?
I completely understand what you're saying.
The special shipment. You know, can y'all give me some special coupons so I can get those specially shipped in the unmarked Nutri-Crave box?
Yeah, those would probably need to be unmarked. So.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, you know what I'm saying? That is what it do. Well, hey, Miss Stacia, I thank you very much for being a good sport. And, hey, well, how do I get my coupons? What am I talking about?
Let me just get your contact information.
Uh-oh, I got to give out government. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
And what? I'm sorry, what did you say your first name was?
Was DJ.
Okay.
And last name? It smells so good. Yeah, so good.
And what address would you like me to get these coupons to?
Let's see. Hey, you guys cover your ears
wait,
out there, okay?
Wait, can you call back? No, you need to call back on that one.
No,
we're
I'm just
air.
Playing. I'm just playing. I got a address. Anybody can send this to anyway. It's 4402 North 34th Street. And this is for any guys out there, period. You want to send me any kind of information. Hate mail or love, hey, I'll take it. You know what I'm saying? All of the above. Tampa, Florida, 33610.
All right. Well, we'll certainly get those out to you, and you should be receiving those within the next 7 to 10 business days.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you very much, Miss Stacy. Stacia.
I answer to Stacy just as well.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's what I'm talking about. Well, I ain't going to call you. You know what I'm saying? That's real. All right. Thank you very much, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you for calling, Kelly.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now we've got to get some more free samples at Nature Valley. God damn it. Fucking around. I'm getting all my free samples today. Shitting me. What we got here? No phone number. What kind of shit is that? How you going to have your phone number on the goddamn package? Nutri-Grain got their number all on the package. You motherfuckers ain't even got a website. All right, anybody out there got a number for General Mills? All right, well, we'll call General Mills a little later on. How about that? Get us some free samples. That's what we need, free samples for the show. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to get free samples sent to them. Even in the Netherlands and Singapore, I'm sending you guys some free samples because it seems like you guys aren't healthy up there because you don't have Nutri-Grain bars. You know what
we
I'm saying?
I was,
what happened?
We got them. We
oh,
did,
you do?
We didn't have them.
Is that what she just said?
It's not a third world country we live in. Hey, man, we can get weed in the store. Don't you think we get weed bars in the store?
Well, I'm pretty sure y'all got weed bars. Right? I'm talking about natural Kellogg's Nutri-Grain
bars. Yeah, we got those.
Oh, well, y'all got the other bars, too, that you can buy at the store?
Yeah, I know you can get them, but I'm not really that fond of them, so I don't know what kinds you can get. There are a lot of them, though.
Oh, stop. We're getting into the weed. Oh, sorry.
You got into the weed. I was talking
about
that. Yeah,
you know, that's my favorite subject. You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite subject.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Okay. All right, check this out. Let's run through this real quick before we get into the nutty news of the day. So we got 1 minute to run through an entire language. Everybody ready?
Go.
Go. Yeah. Sit and fry. Are you free? Did you get that? Conan see the ein gut restaurant in Finland. Okay, can you recommend a good restaurant? Okay, here we go. Next one. And Conan see my name is Byron. Can you take me too? Okay, you ready? Are y'all getting this? Repeat everything I just said back to me. Okay, we're keeping moving. Motherfucker, like, what?
You said absolutely nothing, so that's why I didn't say anything. I was repeating you, Smelly.
Oh, man. All right, here we go. First one, I always do the English first, you know what I'm saying, and then the other language second, which today is the German language. Okay, so we got 12 cards to get through, and then we'll review back in the German and then give you the English. All right, everybody ready? Here we go. First one is, are you free? Sind Sie frei? And I'll spell it out for you, and then you can repeat it for yourself. Sind Sie frei, S-I-N-D, space, S-I-E, space, F-R-E-I with a question mark. Sind Sie frei? One, two, three, everybody.
Sind Sie frei.
Wow,
no?
Love that participation.
No? Shall I do it?
Kind of love that.
Shall
yeah, there
I
you
do
go.
It?
Go ahead. How do we
say it
correctly?
Sind Sie frei.
Sind Sie frei.
Frei, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sind Sie frei. Sind Sie frei. All right. Heavenly Angel, it's on
Sind
you.
Sind Sie frei. Sind Sie frei. I don't know.
Ashwood.
Are you free?
There you go. Ashwood.
Yeah.
What the? That ain't German.
Yeah, I said.
Oh, speaking slang and shit, nigga. I said, Sind Sie frei, man. Repeat it.
Sind Sie frei?
Oh, shit. Man, you come in here speaking Chinese. God damn. What my Chinese people at? Somebody come and get the Chinese man, please. Okay, one more time, please. Sind Sie frei, my brother. Sind Sie frei. Okay, here you go.
Sind Sie frei.
All right, there we go. All right, it's how you
was
said
that
Sind
right?
Sie frei.
Was that right?
Yeah, it's how you said Sind Sie frei, but I don't know. Sind Sie frei.
Send me some damn with the cheese.
Sind Sie frei. I wonder if they'll understand what you're saying, too. Like, Cindy Fries. Oh, yes, I am free. Oh, shit.
Are you free?
Girl. Yeah, I ain't even know. Are you free? Cindy Fry. All right. Moving on. God damn it. Stop hitting me up, people.
You're a wanted
you
man.
Are. Grab the mic night at Ho-Ho's. Everybody in free. Man, what the hell ever. Grab these mics. Fuck. Mic check that, biatch. All right. Can you recommend a good restaurant? Let's get the size version of it first.
Können Sie mir ein gutes Restaurant empfehlen, bitte?
Okay, then he added some little extra in there. That's for extra credit, you know what I'm saying? Bitte is for extra credit if y'all ever pick that up. I ain't teach y'all that, you know what I'm saying? But bitte, B-I-T-T-E, bitte is please. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's like when you ask for directions, you always say bitte. You know what I'm saying? So, können Sie mir ein gutes Restaurant empfehlen? Ein gutes Restaurant empfehlen.
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 Empfehlen. Empfehlen.
Empfehlen.
Empfehlen. Empfehlen. Okay, yeah. Here we go. Hey, what? Now, good. You good. One person that I can ask. What is the little two dots over top of the letters? What does that mean? What is that called?
Oh, yeah, I know the German word, but I don't know the English word.
Is the accent mark? Is it like an accent mark?
Yeah, something like that. It determines
like
the way that you speak out the word. That
right.
You pronounce
okay.
The word.
Is it over a vowels only? A letter vowel like A E I O U.
In German, yes. In France, you have other letters too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's over S. Yeah, it's over the S and something else. Yeah. Okay. Well, können Sie mir ein gutes Restaurant empfehlen? K-O-N-N-E-N space S-I-E space M-I-R space E-N-E-I-N space G-U-T-E-S restaurant. God damn it, if you don't know how to spell restaurant, shit. E-M-P-F-E-H-L-E-N with a question mark. Can you recommend a good restaurant? Heavenly Angel.
Bete. That's it for me.
See,
good luck
like
on that,
that
tongue twister, baby.
Hey, I'm saying one time.
You
for
know German. You know a little bit.
Well, I'm just, hey, I ain't. Hey, you don't see me rushing off and saying, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
I
I'm
remember the
to...
one word. That isn't
look
there.
Look at the dog even speaks it. You know what I'm saying?
I
dog
hear.
Even speaks it.
My
baby,
dog is Swiss. He speaks
ahead,
it.
Baby.
Können Sie mir ein gutes Restaurant empfehlen?
Almost. The last word is still not right, but
okay.
It's pretty. It's pretty good. Do you have to answer on tape?
Können Sie mir ein gutes Restaurant empfehlen?
Empfehlen.
Flawless victory.
Empfehlen. Okay, empfehlen. See, I had to hear the actual.
Können Sie mir ein gutes Restaurant empfehlen?
Empfehlen. See, that sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger saying it. Können Sie mir ein gutes Restaurant empfehlen? I am Arnold. But then he only speak German no more. Ain't that a bitch? He's been Americanized, people. He's been Americanized.
Well, he still can't pronounce cauliflower.
Well, yeah. Has that motherfucker even came back to Germany since he's been in the governor of California?
Man, he's governor of a state he can't even pronounce.
California. I'm
California.
Governor of California. No, it's Cali, motherfucker. Ain't no G. California. I said it right. California.
It's too bad that Jekyll ain't here. He can do a marvelous
Arnold Schwartz, my nigga. All right, Heavenly Angel, go ahead. Woman, we waiting
hey.
On you.
No, that's it for me. I'm
trying. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You ain't even going to try. Okay,
it.
Here we go. First word. First word. First okay. word. First word. Conan. First word. Conan.
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 Go. Go. Say go. Conan.
Conan.
See, you got to get in the mind of a German. Put your. No, I ain't going to go there because anybody
I'd
got a swan stick
Italian,
on this
thank
show.
You.
Get some ass. Well, don't take no espressos with the whiskey. You know what I'm saying? They're a kicker. Conan C. Okay, Conan C.
Conan C.
Conan C. Mir.
Conan C. Mir.
Okay, Conan C. Mir ein.
Conan C. Mir nein.
Ein.
Ein. Conan C. Ein.
Conan C. Mir ein.
Conan C. Mir ein.
There you go. Können Sie mir ein.
Können Sie mir ein. No.
Gutes. That's right. Gutes. Können Sie mir ein gutes.
Können Sie mir ein gutes. Gutes.
There you go.
Say the last one again.
Gutes. Gutes. G-U-T-E-S.
Gutes.
Yeah. Gutes. Okay. Können Sie mir ein gutes.
Können
Sie mir ein gutes?
I'm so close and I'm lost.
You got it, though.
One more time.
Okay. Können Sie mir ein
gutes?
Gutes. All right. All by yourself.
Können Sie mir ein gutes?
Können Sie mir ein. You get, I get that ein. You put the
ein.
Nine.
He's saying it
yeah,
wrong.
You're saying nine.
Können Sie mir ein gutes.
There you go. A restaurant.
A restaurant.
Shit, I don't fuck that up. I know I got
empfehlen.
Empfehlen. Empfehlen.
Empfehlen.
Ein. Say it again.
Empfehlen.
Empfehlen.
Empfehlen. Is it N or M?
M.
M.
N.
M.
N. N. N is in Nancy.
I'll be right back. I got
M is in man.
Smelly, I'm right back. I have someone calling me on the phone.
Okay. M Phelan.
I thought he said M. I mean N.
Yeah.
M Phelan. M Phelan. Now I'm really lost.
Ukfa Uya Ixba. What the hell is Ukfa Uya Ixba?
I'm back.
What is Ukfa Uya Ixba?
To be honest, I read fuck you, bitch, but it could be me.
Oh. Oh. Oh, that's what it looked like to me, you know.
And you couldn't figure that out, huh?
Hey, after I read it out, I'm like,
German, man. Now, that'd be one of
the hey, after I read it, I'm like, well, damn, wait a minute. That looks a lot like Spanish right there. That's what I say. Fuck are you a bitch? You know what I'm saying? As I speak my Spanish, you know. I knew them languages was just alike, you know. I knew it was just alike.
Somewhere in there.
All right, here we go.
Okay, well, don't even ask me again.
All right. Congratulations. You passed that part. All right, go ahead, Ashwood. You done had 30 different things. Look, your turn.
Bust that out. Come on.
Oh, man.
Come on now.
Here we go.
Get your brain working.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Can you recommend a good restaurant? God damn it. Shit, that's the question. Yeah. Can you recommend a good restaurant?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
No, motherfucker, I ain't talking about the song, god damn it. I'm talking about answer the question.
Oh, you want me to give you a good one?
Speak
to man, konnen Sie mir ein gutes Restaurant empfehlen?
Bonefish Grill.
Man, if you don't sound the shit out, man. Konnen.
Oh, you mean. I'm glad I wasn't.
I'm walking you through it, man. Konnen.
Konnen.
See. Konnen Sie.
Konnen Sie
mir?
Konnen Sie mir
ein?
Konnen Sie mir ein?
Gutes.
Konnen Sie mir ein gutes.
Restaurant?
Restaurant?
What rest of it, motherfucker? I mean, damn, you adding everything else. What kind of shit is that?
Mire, el restaurant, el Bonefish Grill.
Bente.
Hey, we don't know nothing else. We're going to be polite than a motherfucker, boy.
That's right.
Bente.
What were those cuss words again?
I was just going to invite all of you for the advanced lesson over here. Close to Germany, but I think you are not ready for that.
Right. You know, because, yeah, we might be saying something in German we ain't supposed to be saying. You know what
I'm saying? Hey, a smile is universal. That's all I need.
Yeah, smile can get your ass kicked if you're looking at the wrong person, too. Shit.
I can give the evil eye, too.
Smile can get you the wrong thing if you're looking at the wrong person. You know what I'm saying?
Where
yeah,
are you going?
No, I'm just saying. Watch
your
smile.
Where are you going?
Watch your smile. All right, you ain't out the motherfucking fire, Ashwood. Go ahead and run it back. Come on, y'all got to hurry up. When are we on? This is the second goddamn card. People, this is the second damn card. Jeez, we got 10 more to go. Shit, y'all want to get into another news or what? If you want to get into another news, you'll learn it, goddamn. How about that be for your motivation?
You can't put it on where they say the shit slow, bro, because that shit sound hard, bro.
All right. Here we go. Slow down Florida style for my dog. Here you go, bro.
Können Sie mir ein gutes Restaurant empfehlen?
Oh, hell no.
Konnen, you got it right, man. Just add restaurant empfehlen on empfehlen. Empfehlen.
Empfehlen.
Konnen Sie mir ein gutes Restaurant empfehlen?
That's deep.
Y'all gonna help me the fuck out, boy, because many times I'm camping, I'm goddamn repeating this shit. I should be El Fluento after this hero. Conan Sie mir ein gutes Restaurant empfehlen. You got the first part right. Conan Sie.
Conan Sie.
Mir ein.
Mir ein.
Gutes.
Gutes.
Restaurant.
Restaurant.
Yeah, motherfucker. Restaurant shit. That's when all the damn English come out. Restaurant. Empfehlen.
Say it again.
Empfehlen.
Empfehlen.
Empfehlen. E M P, which ain't gonna really help. E M P F E A L E N. Empfehlen. Like the P is silent though. Empfehlen. Like how you doing in school? I'm failing, but instead of I'm, it's M.
Almost,
M.
Yeah.
Empfehlen.
Empfehlen.
See, I'm a hell of a fire teacher, boy. I cross reference some shit and fuck your whole head up. I'm failing. No, you're doing good. It's good, motherfucker. It's good. Oh.
I'm all confused now.
Oh, yeah, I got that. Teacher of the Year award and shit. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, we're going to move on, goddamn it, because shit, y'all can't get a good restaurant recommended around this motherfucker, man. Shit. But good job. Like Will Smith. Good job. Yeah, good job. All right, we're moving on. Something a little bit easier. Can you take me to, all right, and you need to be learning this one. Can you take me to the El Weed Mano, all right?
Können Sie mich nachfahren?
Können Sie mich nachfahren? Now, some of y'all finna spit into your phone, so you might want to go get a napkin or something before you start talking. Just
but
let
yeah.
you know. All right, können Sie mich, hold on, let me move. Mich, können Sie mich nach fahren? All right, run it, Sinai.
Können Sie mich nach den Coffee Shop fahren?
Oh.
I had a little extra to make that.
Extra credit right there, people. Extra
gotta,
fucking credit. Y'all
gotta
step your game up, goddammit.
Gotta compete with them.
Y'all better step your game up.
He's
fucking
away from the border of Germany.
He's fucking killing you guys. I mean, you guys gotta step your game up. He's fucking killing you guys over here. Jeez. What are you guys? You guys speaking Spanish or something over here? What are you guys doing? Step your game up, team. Step your game up, team. Team USA. Team USA. Getting their ass handed to us over here. Okay. Can you take me to? Können Sie mich nach El Coffeehouse fahren?
In coffee shop.
Okay, there you go.
What? Können mich nie. Huh?
Können Sie mich nach.
Können Sie mich.
It's nach, right? Nach?
Nach.
Nach.
Nach. Like night, but not. Because, see, that's why I don't want to say it, because I know nach is night, too, right?
Können Sie mich nach? What?
Können Sie mich nach?
Fahren.
Nach
okay,
is two, and Nacht is night.
Right.
Hmm.
Oh. Okay, so Können Sie mich nach? With the coffee house? In coffee house?
Den coffee shop.
In coffee shop.
Den.
In coffee shop. M? Did you say M or N?
N. Den Coffee Shop. D-E-N.
Den?
Dem Coffee Shop. Dem Coffee Shop. Fahren. Können Sie mich nach dem Coffee Shop fahren? Can you take me to the coffee shop? Bitte.
Can you spell it in the chat room? Bye.
Woman, I thought you done went to the www.byki.com and downloaded these lessons.
No.
No?
I'm listening to you.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Woman, that's the wrong thing to do. That's the wrong thing to do. This is just why I'm giving y'all where to go. Shit.
You need hands on, man. Hands on here.
All right. Jesus. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead. It's on you. It's on you.
Yeah. Say it again. Say it again. Say it one more time.
Können Sie mich nach den Coffeeshop fahren?
Yeah, that's not happening. Still can't get it. Go ahead.
Können. Angel?
Yeah.
Können Sie?
Still, I can't get it.
Z, as in the letter
Wien?
Z.
Wien?
No, just pronounce the letter Z of the alphabet, but make
Wien?
It a little more S-y, S-like. Z.
V.
Z.
V.
Mich.
Nisch.
Nach.
Nach.
Den.
Dann. Coffee shop.
Fahren.
Fahren. Fahren.
And now, yeah, and now in one single language, können
no,
Sie...
You sound for it, but no, it's foreign. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, Sie mal, say it again.
Können Sie mich nach den Coffeeshop
fahren? Fahren.
Fahren.
Fahren. That's as good as it's going to get.
Well, they would understand you if you would say it like that, so that's not bad.
So I passed. Good enough.
What the hell happened to Web UFO believers? Anybody?
Who are you asking?
Yeah, something. I'm just reading this in the chat room. Alexander said it's tragic and sad what happened to Web UFO believers.
Well, yeah.
There's nothing to bring up on the show, Smelly.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, what the f*** you bringing it up for then?
We didn't say anything, did we?
Oh, it was just a bunch of people that we all got together.
God damn it, it's in the bridge. If it's on the bridge.
Remember I was telling you I came out of hell today? I left hell this morning.
Oh. Alrighty then.
Yeah.
And we're back.
See. We don't need to go there. It's a chat room, that's all.
And we're back. We're back. Trying to get through 12 cards. Just 12. 12 cards. Just 12. Yeah. Number 3. Ashwood, go ahead, brother.
What's number 3? Say number 3 again.
Oh, Lord.
Now, see, you know Ash, bro. You know,
is you up there smoking, man?
Thing right now, man. Now, because I'm doing like 10 things at one time. I'm editing videos right now, watching the DVD, and I'm tuning in at the same time. So you got to excuse me. You know I'm always working.
So you ain't giving me your full attention. That's what you're trying to tell.
Doing this,
during this most important time of how to teach you how to take a taxi cab in Deutschland. That's right, dog. Get on them, dog. You should be listening up, too. You know what I'm saying? And even the dog is agreeing with me. I talk back to him real quick. All right. It's your turn, man. Können Sie mich nach fahren? Well, dem coffee shop fahren.
Können Sie
mich nach dem coffee shop fahren.
Können Sie mich nach dem coffee shop
fahren. You got the whole thing.
See,
go ahead, run right there. You got
that bitch a tongue twister.
Können Sie mich nach dem coffee shop fahren.
Konez zi niga, damn it.
Y'all know this is recorded, right? Goddamn it! Y'all know this is recorded.
It was an economic.
Yeah, and mama is subject to come back and listen to you and get their laugh on. Just let you know. Just let you know.
Oh, hell.
All right, man. Conan C. Mishnah. Dem coffee shop fighting. One more time, brother, so we can move it on. Hopefully,
Conan, man. Conan. Oh, y'all, damn, though. I got the dry mouth, too. Conan.
Exactly.
Whoa, look at them. Fucking potheads, man. Fucking potheads.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. I'm feeling the economical pressure right now, man.
All right, goddammit. We moving to go, man. You guys will be lost. All right, this is the easy one. All right? Damn.
Give me an easy one.
Very fucking easy, all right? How far is it to the airport? Sinai.
Wie far ist es bis den, den ist nicht gut, Flughafen, denke ich. This is harder than you think, Smelly.
Yeah.
You know how
that's
right.
Like the alphabet
right
there.
wie weit ist es bis zum Flughafen?
Oh, this is gonna fuck you up really much. That's what it's gonna do. Wie weit ist der Flughafen von Air Infernt? I don't know what the hell Infernt is. Hold on. All right, here we go. God damn, he said that shit fast. Hold on.
How do you say, I've had enough and it's nutty news time?
Yeah.
How do you say that in German? Go ahead, Sai.
Infernt. Wie, fuck it. I'm tired, too. Shit.
I got that. I got that one. Oh, there was
yeah,
one important word I heard in there.
Well, universal for El Dunno, goddammit. Shit. You know, pick this motherfucker back up.
I'm so lucky you're not doing any Spanish lessons today.
Man. Oh, yeah. Y'all like the Spanish. The El Spanisho, por favor. You know what I'm saying?
El Spanisho, por favor.
Yeah, maybe we can get Jaime to call in.
Jaime? I thought it was Jamie. It's Jaime.
Jaime, and then there's Jamie. Jaime Garcia. He just left, though. He's got a customer.
Oh. Oh, okay. Class dismissed, and the bell rings. And it rings again.
Bis nächsten Mal.
Mix the mind. Yeah. How you say nutty? Time for the nutty news. It's time for das nutty news.
As it sides for the verrückte Nachrichten. Die verrückte Nachrichten.
Okay, I heard every word of that one. Get out. Time for the Nutty News of the Day, y'all. Brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news from around the world, and I mean the world. So you're going to get on into it, man. You know what I'm saying? This is Time to Learn Language Tuesday. Sponsored by, unofficially sponsored by Nutri-Grain. Nutri-Grain, Kellogg's Nutri-Grain cereal bars. More of the whole grain your body needs to take it to the toilet. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Want to clean yourself out, get you a couple of Nutri-Grain bars. And some Nature Valley Crunchy Granola bars. preferably oats and honey. All right, people. Let's get some, what are these, porn music? What kind of music we going to get today? What kind of music guys get into? What guys are there, man? What kind of funky background music you want to hear, huh?
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
I'm Hugh Jazz.
That's what you guys were being, okay? A bunch of huge asses right now, all right? I need some background music. What do you guys want to hear?
After all that hard work we did.
Yeah, right.
I broke out and sweat on my eyebrow here now.
I'll give that an a G. Yeah.
I'm not getting a gold star today?
Oh, yeah. It's gold, all right.
At least for effort.
It's a brown star. Y'all get brown stars today. I ain't going to tell you where the stars came from.
I'll take a star.
Hey, matter of fact, I'll tell you what. Shouts out to my homeboy TGZ. I seen him this weekend at the Mother's Day banquet, you know what I'm saying, that honored all the mothers. And he was behind the cameras, you know what I'm saying, doing filming. Because his manager went to jail for life in prison for murder. So, yeah, he's now stuck like Chuck, waiting on another manager, somebody to pick him up, you know what I'm saying? But this is TGZ's song in the background. While we take this across the world, people, are you ready? Once again, they're not. Tallahassee, Florida. Florida bestiality law. There's a bestiality law. I thought it was legal to fuck cats and dogs and squirrels and shit. Right. The bestiality law failed. From every angle, a ban on bestiality, long pushed by state prosecutors and animal rights activists, seemed poised to finally become law this year, with Republicans and Democrats in both chambers of the Florida legislature joining forces to push it through, yet it failed. Yeah, so you cat fuckers out there, continue on your bestiality role. You will not get prosecuted as of yet. These motherfuckers don't think it's wrong for people to fuck animals. Alrighty then. Read this on the news. Canton, Ohio. Man is now going to prison for tattoo on a child. If you guys think it is cool to let your kids drink beer and smoke marijuana and grab cigarettes and take two tokes off of it and lay still and get a fucking tattoo, yeah, you guys need to listen up. Whatever his reasoning, Lee M. Dietrich thought it was wise to tattoo a toddler's bottom. It wasn't even his child. Yeah, now the 20-year-old Louisville man has learned his punishment. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Dietrich tattooed the outline of the letter A on the child's buttock. Right. And I'm pretty sure you're going to get a good tattoo in prison on your buttock. Yeah, it might even be an A. Oh, my bad. Anybody catch that one? Low blow. All right. Colorado Springs, Colorado. We rage triggers bizarre crime spree. Anybody got a Wii out there? Emily, you got a Wii?
Yeah, we have a Wii.
Wow, you have a Wii station. Do you do the fake exercises on the video screen?
No, I don't do that, but I do the bowling and the tennis.
Oh, yeah? Is it pretty cool, pretty intense?
It's fun, yeah.
Are you pretty into it? Have you almost fell into the screen a couple of times?
No, not that far, no. And I don't play it that often. It's my daughter's, actually.
Right. Taking over the daughter's game. I hear
you,
Mom.
No. She has to beg me to come on and play. I'm not a gamer at all.
Unlike you fathers out there who suck up all your kids' game time by sitting your fat ass in front of the screen just fucking pressing down on the buttons all heavy and shit. Get your asses up. All right. Colorado Springs police officer.
Laptop all day.
Oh, well, hey. You know, punching her keys down, Mom. Get the fuck off the laptop, lady. Stop punching the keys, okay? Stop punching the keys. Just back away. Nice and easy. Nice and easy.
You'll have to get the gun. You'll have to get the gun.
Uh-oh. Put the laptop in the air. Hold it.
I'll throw it up there, okay?
All right, I ain't gonna blast it this time. Got some Kay Williams in the back, Kay Wilson, that is, some cotton candy in the background. Colorado Springs' police officers are investigating a bizarre crime spree that started after a man reportedly got mad over a Wii game. Witnesses told a man went after several people in the Meadows Mobile Home Park with a bat, bit his mother on the ankle, intentionally rammed several cars, and hit a pedestrian in a tree. I'd be curious to see what game he was playing. Right. Mobile park trash out or something. I don't fucking know. He went crazy. I don't fucking know. All righty, people. Anybody got friends in Arlington, Texas?
Not me.
Guess not. Okay. $640 parking ticket. Yeah. Tweet Clark stopped briefly at the Arlington Municipal Court to pay her daughter's $250 speeding ticket. So how did Clark end up with a $640 parking violation of her own? Yeah, Clark admits she parked in a yellow striped space next to a handicapped space for a few minutes, but she never saw a no parking sign. Yeah, until an officer pointed it out to her while riding the $640 parking ticket. Yeah. Damn. Well, she must be balling. You paying your daughter $250 ticket. Shit. It's me. I got to go pay a $25 ticket today after the show. You know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't want to pay that, but you know, hey, better get them shits out of the way. All right, in Ventura, California, autistic girl wins suit over lunch theft. What? A Southern California jury has awarded $5,700 to the family of an autistic girl whose lunch money was stolen for nearly 2 months by teachers' aide. Yeah, the teacher's aide is fucking stealing. Oh, you stealing little Timmy's lunch? What kind of shit is that, you bastard? The Ventura County panel found that Oxnard Union High School District was negligent for failing to remove the aide from Megan Spitzer's special education class in 2007. God damn, you stealing lunch money from a goddamn autistic kid. Ain't that a bitch? I got to give you the, not the award. Let me give you, let's see. What does he deserve, people? Does he deserve to get cussed out for that one? Anybody? I think he does.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-legged, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Nice.
And if you are a female, all of that applies, too. All righty. Let's keep
That's
it,
why I slept
moving.
Bitch in there, okay?
No. Oh, okay. Bitch. That's what it needs to be at the end, but you know. Yeah, we'd be missing that one. I don't know what my other one is. I had another one. Here. Something. Bitch.
Oh, we're going back to the porn music, right?
Yeah. You know the infamous porn music. You got to love it. Everybody loves porn, man. Everybody loves porn music. And I say that because a woman says popcorn damaged her lungs. I don't know what that has to do with porn music, but hey. A New York woman has filed a lawsuit after her 16-year popcorn habit left her with permanent lung damage. The New York Post reports, Agnes Mercado from Queens devoured 2 to 3 bags of Act II light microwave popcorn a day between 1991 and September 2007. The popcorn was flavored with diacetyl, D-I-A-C-E-T-Y-L, diacetyl, a compound that gives food a buttery taste. So, okay. Whose fault is that you want to clog your fucking arteries up with goddamn cholesterol 3 fucking times a day and then blame it on somebody's motherfucking negligence? Because you don't want to drink water with popcorn, you dumbass? All righty then. I'll buy that for $2 and then fucking send it to her and tell her to chug on that bag of popcorn. Asshole. All right, people. Sorry about that. Yeah. Let's go to Cincinnati. Mother of 15 leaves 3-year-old girl at Walmart. I doubt that. I believe the 3-year-old was working at Walmart. Oh, my bad. Police charged a Northside woman with endangering children after she left her 3-year-old in a Walmart store Thursday night and didn't realize the girl was missing until Friday morning. Right. When a relative told her she had seen the child on the news, the little girl followed several shoppers around the store on Ferguson Road in Westwood after being left there. Right. Gotta love a crackhead. Keeping it moving. Oh, did I say crackhead? I meant crackhead. New Mexico. Girl. I was punished for having 2 moms. And that's how the headline reads. People don't fucking shoot the messenger. Gina Bissell has nothing to do with the vacuum cleaner Bissell. I don't think so. Says she sat in her 5th grade class for hours with a gash on her face, dried blood between her loosened permanent teeth, cut lips and a swollen nose. She had tripped on the playground. But Bissell says her teacher never asked about her injuries or sent her to the nurse, and Bissell believes she was treated this way because her parents are lesbians. Yummy. Gotta love the taste of those cooters. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. That's why I play the porn music, people. You know what I'm saying? That's why I play the porn music. Talks about lesbians and all that good sexy shit. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
And we're back. And we're back.
We're turning X-rated here, aren't we?
I forgot we were
on
the ring. Okay, quick.
Hot Sex Magazine, KCGT, and Knock Hard Entertainment presents 12 dance crews competing for a $2,000 prize. Hip-hop, crunk, and dancehall. It's all happening Saturday, May 22nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston. There will be celebrity judges and performances.
Hold up, don't forget. Russell Ferguson, Ernest Enoch Phillips, Status Quo, Ricardo Foster Jr., Anna Rockefeller Garcia, Hot Steps Dance Crew, YBS, and United Styles Crew.
All on Saturday, May 22nd at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston, New England. Don't miss this event. For tickets and info, call 617-233-3631.
HotStepsMagazine.com.
Hip-hop, crunk, dancehall, and much more. Saturday, May 22nd. All brought to you by Steps Magazine, the hottest dance competition in New England.
That's a real sponsor, people. That's an actual real sponsor. Hot Steps Magazine shots out to. I need to call up Linda Blake, matter of fact. Get her on the phone and see what's happening with her. They're located out of Boston, man, so we got, you know, got some sponsors out there reaching out. You know what I'm saying? You know, going down real big. I appreciate it. And, yeah, let's get back into it. Let's go back over here to Look, motherfucker, no hands. Yeah. Heavenly Angel's favorite song. Oh, my bad. You never heard it before. Let's keep it moving.
Sounds good already.
Oh, hey, what did she say there? This is a Queen Children's show. Yeah, right. Well, we're in Naperville. Drunken naked stranger is in couples' hot tub. And no, it wasn't me this time. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that mean? Brian J. Haney, a 30-year-old Lyle resident who, for reasons unknown, parked his car in the couple's driveway and knocked at their window before stripping naked and submerging himself in their outdoor hot tub. Police quickly fished Haney out of the water. A drunken and genuinely perplexed Haney then asked officers what the problem was. Right. Why? I mean, he wasn't breaking no law. Shit, they wasn't using the goddamn hot tub. Yeah. Okay, Stephen moving. In New York, Staten Island Ferry slams into dock. Yeah, that's some talk. You ever rode the ferry there, Heavenly Angel?
Yeah, lots of times.
No. Oh, pretty cool ride, huh?
Yeah, it's real nice. Yeah. Go to different islands.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Staten Island Ferry boat. With a history of accidents, struck a pier as it approached a terminal. How do you hit the damn pier? Seriously hurting at least one person and leaving as many as 35 with minor injuries. The Andrew J. Barbary hit the pier at around 9:20 a.m. as it approached the St. George Ferry Terminal on Staten Island. Yeah. Do the drivers of these ferries, are they tested for drugs? Like airplane pilots and shit?
Yeah, they are. And there was an accident here a couple years back at our pier in downtown Seattle, and the driver was high. He was tested with drugs.
Don't blame it on the marijuana. Don't blame it on the marijuana.
Who said it was marijuana?
I think he was drinking too, but you know they were.
Oh, there you go. There
you
let the truth come out. Let the truth come out. It was the alcohol. Don't blame it on the marijuana. I've flown aircraft.
But you know, that's how it goes down.
On marijuana. I mean, of course they were simulated, but hey, I was flying. I was really in the air, virtually. Yeah. Good old Chicago rail chief. Dies in suicide by train. Who the hell is a rail? Oh, people, you already know I got to line it up for him. Good old rail chief. Let's go ahead and read it out for him. The executive director of the Chicago area's Metro commuter train service died of an apparent suicide after he stepped into the path of one of his agency's trains. Philip Pagano, 60, was on paid administrative leave at the time of his death after Metra began investigating allegations that he received an unapproved $56,000 bonus. I'm pretty sure it was unapproved if you're swindling the company out of dollars. Yeah. But that's for the fallen soldiers. I need to take that TAPS back. Not for you fucking suicide addicts out there, man. No killing yourself, all right? The government is doing that for you. Oh, my bad.
Molly, how can you be an addict to suicide? You can only do it once.
Well, hey, man, you know. I shoot him again. Fuck it. Bow! Why you dead? You know what I'm saying? Take that in your afterlife, motherfucker. All right, last but not least, we're over here in Bedford, where a woman is 28 is accused of beating boyfriend. Yeah, old cougar, yeah, 77 years old. That's what I'm talking about. 28-year-old has been charged with beating her 77-year-old boyfriend with his own cane, saying that the sex was not good enough. I'm just kidding, people. I'm just kidding. Authorities found William Hirchenreiter. Probably beat him for that fucked up last name, but alrighty. Hirchenreiter, lying on his bedroom floor. He was covered in blood and had several lacerations. Deputies also found Christina N. Pongratz lying on the floor next to him. Okay. Hirchenreiter told investigators Pongratz had beat him and been passed out after drinking too much. Right. I guess she must have been. What's the other white chick name that married the old dude and then he croaked on her and she got all the money?
Anna Nicole.
There you go. She's trying to pull a
yeah.
big titty chick. Yeah, the big titty chick. Yeah, she's trying to pull a Hooters. Right. I don't think so. Right,
can you blame the old man? Can you blame the old man?
Hey, I mean, you know, when you get over them years, you know, hey, if any young chick wants
him.
To steal. Wants to steal a rub on my naps after 75 years. Hey, give it a go, baby. Give it a go. I can't even feel him anymore. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, Detroit, Michigan. Michigan, that is. Michigan, okay. Ex-inmate can sue over no toothpaste. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to follow that suit. I wasn't issued for the 2 days I was in county jail. I didn't get any toothpaste. Right, man. You guys weren't supposed to know that. My bad. A dispute over toothpaste in prison is going back to court. A former Michigan inmate who says he was denied toothpaste for nearly a year while behind bars can sue, citing his right against cruel and unusual punishment. Jerry Flannery says he developed gum disease as a result and had a tooth removed in 2005. But one thing that confuses me is how he didn't trade any of his racks for a tube of toothpaste. Yeah, you should have had Canteen in order to be able to get that done. I got one more phone call in for an hour here. What is that?
I got a caller who's calling my cell phone all the time. And I cancel their phone at once, so they get a busy tone. So they should know I'm busy doing something, but they keep on calling and repeating and repeating. Stupid mofo.
Man, I hate that shit. Motherfucker be, oh yeah, Anna Nicole is dead. My bad. R.I.P. to Anna Nicole, my bad. Didn't mean to talk about you. But hey, you gotta go someday. You know what I'm saying? Got to go someday. Two more for you, people. How about that?
Just not
Pennsylvania.
Today,
oh, that who that will happen?
I say just not today, please. Everybody got to go.
Oh, yeah.
Not today.
Yeah. Smoke one first and then go. Pennsylvania charged for coming into and leaving state. Right. They're already doing that here. It's called a toll. And you go through about 30 of them before you go out of fucking Florida, and 30 of them as you come into Florida. Where does that money go to? More tolls. Motherfuckers. Shit. Fucking asshole down here. Legislators believe that charging drivers a border toll every time they enter and exit the state on its interstate highways is an innovative way to generate millions to fix their roads and bridges. But Ohioans may consider the idea a new form of highway robbery, which we're already experiencing here in Florida. Oops, my bad. A local law professor said it may even violate interstate commerce laws. I need to look into that because I don't believe how the fuck every fucking 10 miles, you know what I'm saying, down here you go to, you know what I'm saying, you run into a goddamn toll and shit. And it's another toll. And then it's another toll. And then it's a toll to get off the goddamn toll, even if you don't want to pay the fucking toll. Like, what the fuck is that? All right. Sorry, people. You guys don't live in Florida and don't know my madness. You don't experience my pain of driving on the interstate. But this is what I'm experiencing.
You want to trade? You want to trade?
Shit,
oh,
man.
Come and drive here. If you want one big traffic from Utrecht to Amsterdam, You gotta come
it's
here.
It's a style, brother. It's called a style, not a traffic jam. Today's German, okay? It's a style. Style, people, is a massive pileup of vehicles, a.k.a. a traffic jam. But they call them styles because in Germany, one thing about it, when these motherfuckers have an accident, oh, them motherfuckers have an accident. It ain't this old pussy old bumper-to-bumper bullshit that we have down here. No. You talking about goddamn 13, 14 car pile up, and that means cars on top of cars on top of cars on top of cars in the middle of the goddamn Autobahn. Well, at least on the Autobahn, because you got speeds up to, you know, 130, 150,
160
and beyond. Unrestricted. Yeah, just put it that way. Just put it that unrestricted. So when you got speeds up to that high, and you got motherfuckers that just can't think they can handle it and can't handle that speed, and that's when, yeah. And I've seen one before, and believe you me, people, you do not want to be around that area when that shit is going down. You can cancel
but
Christmas.
You got to mention that in general there aren't a lot of accidents on the German
road. Well, yeah. Yeah, that's real. I mean, with all the speed, it ain't no accidents, really. It's relatively no accidents. I mean, you probably when it gets like lower fog advisory or the snow time, you know what I'm saying, you might, you know, pick up a couple of accidents because people just do just like Florida fucking drivers, you know, or anybody else when it rains and shit. Let's go faster. Yeah, it's only raining outside. It's only fucking hailing outside. Fucking go 45 miles an hour faster than what we used to drive. And then that's how you get an accident. Yeah. All right,
well,
Chesterfield County. Ooh, that, what happened? What'd you say, dog?
Most accidents on the German highway happen by foreign people that are not experienced on driving at that high speed.
Right. You know, fucking Americans bringing their fucking asses over there. I don't know how to fucking handle the speeds and shit. Oh, yeah, I could go 100. Yeah. No, motherfucker. No. Your shit is going like 200. Motherfucker, sorry, it is no governors on here like you waiting for the governor to kick in like you live in the United States. No. Once that motherfucker reach, it's going to keep reaching until that goddamn pedal go through the float. And then you reach your top speed. Shit. All right, two more for you, people. Chesterfield County, Virginia. Third grade teacher had beer in a water bottle. That's what I'm talking about. Shit, yeah. What you want your kids to learn, how to be sneaky. You know what I'm saying? He's teaching your kids, right? Shit. Yeah, right. Chesterfield County substitute teacher is facing several charges after a group of students reported her. Okay, let me run that back. A Chesterfield County substitute teacher is facing several charges after a group of students reported her. Because I could have sworn in the headlines that that would have been a man doing some shit like that. But, yeah, to the principal's office. The principal at Jacobs Road Elementary School. Okay. Told parents about the incident in a letter she sent home to parents. It says less than 30 minutes after school started, the students reported that the teacher was in possession of alcohol on school property. Listen, people, if your alcoholism affects you on the job, just find a darker container. And chew some chewing gum. You know fucking little kids are smart, little bastards. All right. Colorado Springs finishes up for you guys, man. Sleepwalking, yeah. Claimed by teen and killing case. And then we're out of here. A psychiatrist testified that a Colorado teen was sleepwalking when he allegedly shot and killed his 9-year-old brother and wounded and stabbed his mother. Dr. John Hardy gave his testimony at an ongoing hearing to decide if Daniel Guidino, 14, of Colorado Springs will become one of the youngest people in the state to be charged as an adult with second-degree murder. Dun, dun, dun. Shit, they all, they, right here in Florida, they don't give a fuck. If your ass 13, they sending your ass life in prison. Fuck around and do anything. Anything. And they motherfuckers.
Well, we only got seconds left. I enjoyed myself here.
Yes. This wasn't the most enjoyable day.
Don't
I was pumped up on my Nutri-Grain and my Nature's Valley, and I will be saying tschüss, au revoir, mon ami, ching chang, pong pong chong, and peace out, motherfucker,
bye
to you.
Tot morgen.
Yes. Agoya, that what you say?
That was Dutch for see you tomorrow.
Agoya?
What's German? What's goodbye in
morgen.
German?
Oh,
Tag.
German is tschüss. Yeah, guten Tag, tschüss, or
bis nächsten Mal.
Auf Wiedersehen. Shit, you got a bunch of damn goodbye greetings.
About to go. It's over.
We're out of here. It's already gone, people. We're already gone.
Yeah, that was fun.
Already gone. All right,
day,
so
guys.
I got to,
love you
I guess,
much.
Make one more print call, and then we're out of here, people. And I'll
hello, I'd like
later.
To speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Bye, everybody.